Never set foot in that door ever since.
Ah, yes. The Vegas experiment has been done and dusted, and surprisingly, the only thing that came out of it from four footy teams travelling to Sin City was a one single racial controversy so far. Welcome to On the Ranch. I mean, apparently JT did go missing briefly.
Yeah.
Allegedly. Well, maybe not.
A prank gone wrong.
Supposedly. Welcome to On the Ranch, episode 156. I'm sure of the number this time. I'm actually not. I haven't counted them all, but I did find a duplicate in the numbers a few episodes back. We did like two episode 153s.
Oh, did we?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. It was towards the end of last year. I think we'd kind of checked out at that point. I know. Well, as we do.
Oh, right.
So, On the Ranch brought to you by Molly Malone's. Have they got a slogan? Probably one of those things we probably should look up.
I can make one up.
Let the good times roll.
I'm pretty sure that belongs to...
Yeah, that's somewhere else.
Somewhere else.
Like, what, anyway. A casino or something.
Yeah. The home of the crumb steak. Don't like it?
Oh, yeah. Anyway, I'm Max Hubbub on Twitter. The guy to my right is Morgan Holmes Evans.
Hey, everybody. How's it going?
It's places he can't go. Sitting across from him tonight, Billy is on the tools. He's doing the video.
Yeah.
He's getting the video going. Finally getting the video so we can get on the YouTube.
Yeah, hopefully.
I don't know why I've suddenly turned into an old man.
Because you are?
Because I am. Yes, I am the oldest man at this table, actually. For better or for worse, sitting beside him and across from me, and diagonally opposite Morgan.
Obtuse.
Obtuse. He is a bit obtuse.
Yeah.
Depending how you look at the angle.
Pistol blazing, two guns, pew pew.
Bang, bang.
We're coordinated with shirts tonight.
We've done well. We've done well.
Look at them.
It's amazing.
Look at them.
We've done real well.
Actually quite professional for us.
We could have the logo bouncing around like the DVD logo.
Oh, that's a good idea when it goes in the corner.
Yeah. It's hit the corner and everyone cheers.
Has that ever gone into the corner?
Yeah, yes. Used to all the time do it.
Yeah.
Oh, I've only ever seen it.
Billy wouldn't understand
it. I remember that.
You do?
I've only ever seen it go to the size. I've never seen a direct corner flush hit.
It's done it.
It happens. Yeah.
My Telstra box does not do it. I've sat there and watched it.
Not long enough, Billy. Not long enough.
It does the same little path every single time. So, yeah, no, my Telstra TV doesn't do it.
Telstra, pull yourself.
Yeah, you know why. Fucking Telstra.
Yeah.
All right.
This podcast not sponsored by Telstra.
No. Tell you also it's not sponsored by KO Sports. Don't get me fucking started on that. Anyway.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. They're in 4K and they're so great.
Yeah, I nearly signed up to Foxtel on the weekend.
It's probably better. Either way, it doesn't matter. Your money ends up in the same pocket.
Yeah, nothing beats a dish on
the roof. It's all one big bucket.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's the only way you can get 4K. It's so annoying. I don't want to compromise my roof's integrity by putting a big old satellite dish on top.
Well, it won't compromise your roof's integrity.
It has to. It's like a big sail.
Do you want mine? I've still got the satellite dish on the roof.
Mine's up on my roof and it gets used really well all year round.
No, I'll just come around to yours.
Just stream it.
Yeah, we'll just stream it.
Stream it like everyone in the future does.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Straight into your Vision Pro.
Yeah. I want one.
Do you though?
Kind of.
They're a little wanky.
I wouldn't go outside of it like some people you see on the internet walking around Vegas with them on.
You could drive your Beamer with one.
You imagine that? You could have like
you could drive
displays.
It straight into another kangaroo.
Yeah, we're still getting over that one.
Still paying that one off.
Still paying that off. Yeah. 25 grand later.
25 grand headlights.
Holy shit balls.
The Postman has sent us plenty of feedback this week because it was our first show last week for 2024.
Thanks for sending it in too.
Yeah. No, you're welcome.
The more the merrier.
You looked right at me when you said that. Ian Thompson said, welcome back. It's been so long. I mean, it's been, 4 months, 5 months?
It's been since October.
Standard pre-season break.
Yeah.
Yeah. Should have seen us pre-season training, though.
Oh, man.
Up that hill.
Ripped. You think Addo Carr looks good.
Look at these. Pistol blazing two guns. Rob's arms.
I can almost pump out 21 push-ups straight now.
21?
Yeah. Shut down. The front gate.
Don't overdo it. Comments on our predictions post. Yes, we did some predictions last week. for better or for worse, we've got him out there. We'll see what happens. And some comments back from that. Drinky's defense will need to improve heaps before he will win the Dally M, says Barry Jackson. Well, I don't know. He finished, what, fifth last year? Fifth or sixth?
Fifth or something like that. Top five, I think.
And yeah, missed a bunch of games.
Yep.
And only missed by 4 or 5 points. So, I don't know, Barry. I don't know.
The try assists must really get points in Dally M.
You know, so I don't think there's no criteria.
That left to right spiral felty on the chest is
twice on during that.
That must get him some points up.
Well, at least two of them in the trial.
I think three,
maybe three.
Yeah,
actually, was there a fourth? But he didn't quite get over. I don't know.
It was called back as a shepherd.
Yeah, but that wasn't a spiral pass, was it? From Drinky? No,
don't know.
Drinky, Dally M, Tyson Smith has got his predictions.
Oh, the big T.
He's got Drinky for the Dally M, Holmes, top point scorer, I agree. Top try scorer, Nanai.
I mean, if they get the bomb game going.
Yeah, if we can go back to that. Final position, fourth.
That's pretty good.
Not bad, not bad. And the Wooden Spoon Dragons. Glad you agree, Tyson. I can go with that one. Now, what's this note?
Morgan says
Labert is in, baby. Yes, we'll hit the team soon.
Yeah, that's my boy, Labert.
Yeah. I know. You did mention last week to keep an eye out for him.
Just saying, guys. Just saying.
I mean, he was in the team in the trial.
Call me the Oracle.
Yeah. Okay, righto. Here we go. A couple of little kind of memes from Ryan. Now, Ryan sends us probably a meme a week.
It's usually directed about me as well.
Often
about myself.
Both of these are.
Yeah.
In reference to our potato. You know what we didn't do tonight? We haven't spun the potato yet.
Oh, no, you haven't.
So we'll do that later. Yes. Ryan, Robbie, it's a bit hard because they're very visual, but it's the... I'm not even going to describe them. There's a couple of memes from Ryan, Robbie, but it's a lot about the pistol up against the potato.
I'll put it on the YouTube.
Yeah, we'll put them on you. We'll put them up there. Potato to live rent-free in Pistol's head each week and beat him in the tipping comp. That's Ryan's prediction.
Yeah.
Can we have a competition this week of the best Pistol potato-related meme?
Oh, yeah, I like it.
And I'll come up with a prize for the best one.
All right.
Ooh, will you?
Are you going to remember it?
Yeah, going to deliver it? Or
that's another story. That's another story. I'll commit to it 50-50.
Now, for those who're not part of our Patreon, you'll have to have a listen. You have to sign up and listen to find out what's going on with a couple of packages that are sitting on Morgan's, I don't know, kitchen bench.
Worse than Australia Post.
Really?
Oh, maybe.
No, but you haven't lost them.
No, they are in a bag, ready to go.
You haven't delivered them to the wrong house.
That's correct.
They're just sitting in the warehouse.
They're in sorting.
Now, Facebook does this weird thing where it gives points to the number of people... to people when they engage on your posts. I've never seen this before, but somebody's posted this for us, and Trent Yesberg's running the lead on this one with 56 points. I don't know how you get points with this. It's a bit like Supercoach. I can't figure it out.
I think it's liking and commenting.
Yeah, well.
Is
it like top fan or something?
Yeah, it's how you accumulate your top fan, top contributor, and all the rest of it.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Okay. Carsten's running in second place on 36 points. This is almost like tipping. Scott Banny with 30 points, Brody Robb on 27, and Robert Hovey on 24.
Yeah, but Brody's got a diamond.
Well done. I think that means Brody is a top fan. Look at
top
us.
Top fan, Brody.
We know our social media.
Shout out, Brody.
Well done, Brody. Good work.
We need Kat to elaborate on this. She's really good at this sort of stuff.
She is. That's why we got the girl. Thanks, Pete. Yep. Help me out with that one.
So like, comment, subscribe, share, and you may be ahead of Trent next week.
That's going to be tough. Trent is a bit of a fanboy.
Hey, he's a busy man during the week, right? He's got a lot on.
your standard 38-hour week from your Monday 9 to 5 sort of gig. Yeah. Trent works maybe a 2, and the rest is scrolling.
Yeah.
Twitter gets a workout.
Twitter's really
realestate.com.au gets a real run.
Checking out the competition.
Yep, exactly.
All right, the team is out this week, and it's the first team for 2024, I mean, other than the trials. I don't know if you really picked. Did we include the trial in the first team? Not really.
No, because Felty scored 3 tries, but they didn't count towards his...
Correct.
...tries.
Yeah, okay. All right, makes sense. Scotty Drinkwater is our fullback. And winning the battle of the wing, it's Kyle Feltz over Semi.
Yes.
For the time being. Now, Val Holmes is named at number 3, Zach Labert number 4, but generally they switch sides. And then you got Murray Taulagi on the other wing. As expected.
Yeah.
And here comes the helicopter to pick you up, Billy. Tommy Dearden, Chad Townsend, as expected, and the forwards is always a mystery. This could change. Who knows? Jordan McLean, Reece Robson, Jason Tamalolo, Hillam Lukey winning the battle for the number 11 there. Jeremiah Nanai and Ruben Cotter is your 8 to 13. So all we need to do is see a signature from Hillam Lukey. A couple extra years.
Mm-hmm. See, Cotter's the new captain, so he's the leader of the pack, right? And I was thinking about this.
Here we go.
Yeah, yeah. No, and look, I nailed with the homestead last week, so I'm going to try and get this one off the ground as well. Cotter's like a pit bull, wouldn't you say? Like he's a dog. He just goes for it.
Rough. A dog in the good sense.
Yeah, dog in a good sense.
Right.
So he's got his two canine back rowers in Lukey and Nanai working in tandem. The three hounds of justice.
Wolfpack. Three hounds of the wolf pack.
Wolf pack.
I like the hounds of justice.
Yeah, I think we're going to run with the hounds of justice.
Hounds of justice it is, baby.
Whether we want to or not.
It's for hounds of justice for 2024.
All right.
Well, do your Scooby-Doo. Pete does a great Scooby-Doo. Can you save a Hounds of Justice in Scooby-Doo?
Yeah, you can.
Please.
Yeah, he will.
The old G would have.
Pistol.
Yeah. Off the bench, Jake Granville, Griffin Neame, Sam McIntyre, and Kulikefu Finifuiaki. I like it. 18th man is Tom Chester, and 19th is Thomas McKayley. If you happen to have him in your Supercoach team, don't.
Russell's got him in.
Yeah.
What's that?
So Russell's got him in.
Oh, yeah. I had him in. I just swapped him out.
No, I've still got him. I bought him for a song, though, so.
Semi Valame, Jack Kajewski, and Jake Clifford round out your top 22. Just a depth.
It's a good depth. Good side.
Kind of sucks for Semi. He's so good, but I love Felty.
I mean, we just run the risk here of losing Semi in the same way that we lost the likes of.
I don't think so.
Hammer?
I don't think. So.
You don't think so? You don't think we're going to lose McKayley is what you're saying?
No.
Okay.
I reckon we're good with McKayley, but Semi, I'm worried.
Nah.
But he knows next year he's number one. He's a big banana.
That's the thing. Well, that's the thing. There's a carrot.
Yeah.
He's a big banana. He's the big banana.
He's a big banana next year.
He's going to learn a lot this year.
100%.
And potentially, I mean, look, I don't want to put injuries on anybody.
Oh, don't do this.
I didn't.
Last time we did this, someone got injured.
I touched the chair.
Okay.
I didn't touch the table.
All right, we're all good.
The table's plastic.
Yeah.
Yeah. I touched my head.
Touch
it. Yeah. Heads, shoulders, knees and toes. The Dolphins lining up with Hammer, Asako, Tessie New, Herbie Farnworth running out in the Dolphy jersey.
A Dolph.
No. Wrong jersey. Jack Bostock, Cody Nicarima and Sean Sullivan with Jesse Bromwich, Jeremy Marshall King, Thomas Flegler in a Dolphy jersey as well. I'm just calling it Dolphy jersey now. Adolf jersey. Felice Kafusi, Connolly Lemuelu, and Ray Stone. So
they're basically Cowboys number two, aren't they?
Yeah, to a point. And also now Broncos number two.
Yeah.
With Flegler and Farnworth.
They're going to be too good.
Danger. Danger squad.
Yeah.
Danger squad. Cowboys running out favourites. $1.46 plays $2.74 as we speak, which is Tuesday night or Wednesday night? I can't even keep track of the night. No. I think it's Tuesday night.
Feels like it's Thursday, the later week. Kept recording tonight.
Yes, because we kept waiting for technical stuff to happen.
Hey, look, if you want to run a perfect ship, you got to put in the effort to get it right.
But to their defence, you didn't do the potato round while you had all that time. So
that's a good point.
This is true. This is true. We'll run off and do the potato later. So, look, good squad at Suncorp Stadium. A good time to brush out the cobwebs.
Is that a Suncorp?
Yeah. What's Dolphy's?
Yeah.
Home ground, so to speak.
Not Planet Morton Daily.
Yeah, everything should be out of there. It's probably going to
be a big blockbuster. They'll fill 35,000 in there on Sunday.
Yeah, Sunday 3 p.m, so Channel 9 game.
Yep. Do you think they've done that on purpose? Like they've saved the best till last? Close out the round?
For round one. Yeah. Because the other so-called pride of Queensland didn't go very well in Vegas.
Wouldn't I say they fired a shot?
Nah, they were pretty. What's the word?
Snake eyes.
Seven. Oh, look at you with the gambling references.
Sevens on the craps table.
Rolled zero.
I think you do want sevens on the craps table.
You don't want sevens.
You don't want sevens. So what do you want?
Anything but sevens.
I've played craps and I still don't know.
Seven's the most likely number.
Yeah,
with two dice.
There's more.
So is snake eyes good?
No, I think it's bad.
But it's better than sevens.
But Snake Eyes is just like two ones.
Yeah, but it pays.
Right.
So when you're on it, it's like...
Yeah, look at us. We know what we're talking about. We have no idea. People are we're going to be corrected at least.
Yeah, so you win if you roll a 7 or 11, and you lose if you roll a 2, a 3, or a 12.
So what about all the other numbers?
Doesn't say.
Right
there in the little quick Google blurb.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Mm. No, I'm none the wiser.
I'm going to have to go play craps sometime.
I played craps with a Russian guy in Vegas once. Won some money, I still don't know how. He was bleeding at the table.
Is that same time you went to that gay Korean bathhouse?
No, separate times, but equally fun nights.
Who are you?
I've been around. Yeah. I've been around, mate.
Booked a gay Korean.
What the
fuck? I didn't. Our friend Trent did.
And they've gone in. The whole room's just full of dudes. All Koreans all washing each other's back. What the fuck are we doing here?
Oh, that was so good. Good times.
All the way from Subway to,
good times.
To the hot bath, eh?
Ironically, they were very close to each other. It was in West End.
Every week, you astound me. I don't know.
We should get Trent on one day to tell that story, probably.
Yeah, that's amazing. What did we think of Vegas overall, the games?
Yeah.
Cool stadium.
Like, not the games themselves, but the event.
The idea?
I think you've got to give things a crack. Like, Magic Round happened 5 years ago, and now it's one of the hottest tickets on the calendar.
Magic Round, though, was a, correct me if I'm wrong, copy of the Super League.
Oh, I don't know. Could have been.
I believe Super League did it first.
I think you're right. In England.
Yeah.
But they gave that a shot. And it's only started gaining tractions in the last couple of years. Like, it's really become a big thing. Vegas, they're there for another 5 years. I think they signed.
I think it's 5 years total. Yeah,
5 years, and this year was going to be their worst go at it. So it's only going to be bigger and better next year.
It's a great junket.
Well, it depends on the teams. Yeah, it's a junket.
It's a huge.
Depends on the teams that go.
But also for myself, like I like Magic Crown. I'll go down there again this year. It's affordable. I can't justify a 15K 1 week or 2 week Vegas trip.
I know a few business people who went, and they have organised conferences to go to at the same time.
Yeah.
If you're in business and you can write it off or something, yeah, it'd be great.
Yep.
Do you think they thought about asking the Raiders to go, considering they're playing at the Raiders' home ground, like the NFL Raiders?
Yeah, I think it'll grow on for next year.
So it'll be four different teams next year, or the two winners from this year go next year?
I think the same four next year because I'll have a crowd following over there. If they've been exposed, and I reckon it's no different to, you start the women's rugby league off. They didn't start with 16 NRLW sides. They started off small and they've built it. And that competition is starting to grow strong now.
What if you take six teams over there next year?
Yeah, I reckon you will. I reckon they'll probably take either six or ten there.
Take six teams or ten teams or eight teams. I don't know why you skip straight to ten.
Or four games or five games.
Right, so you play two at Allegiant, two in...
I think it all has to be at the one stadium for it to be a success.
Like Magic Round in the States.
Yeah, 100%.
You reckon?
Yep.
Hmm.
I think if you make it in... And that's where Gather Round in the AFL doesn't quite have the same appeal. Like the Lions will play a 3 p.m. afternoon game in bumfuck nowhere.
Yeah.
And then at 6 p.m. you've got a cracker between Carlton and Collingwood at the Adelaide Oval. Like, well, I want to watch that game, but also I want to watch me Lions. So you only you get one or the other.
It's no different to a normal round, unless you're playing at the same stadium.
It is, yeah.
I mean, it's slightly different, but yeah.
Yeah. I think for it to be a success, you need it to be in the one stadium. You've got all your crowd. You've got the Yanks and everyone over there all hyping it up, and then all of a sudden they've got to travel X amount, 50K up the road to another stadium. I don't know. Where's the closest stadium from Allegiant?
I'm not sure what Americans are like in terms of travelling for sport. I think they're better at it than Australians.
Pretty good.
You would think. You have a look at college football or any football.
Yeah.
Like those stadiums are usually, especially college football, stadiums are packed.
But if you've already got 40,000 people in one location, how do you get those followers to go and...
To all drive up the road because they all park at the stadium.
To go and watch Cowboys versus Raiders.
One of the issues is that most of those fans at the moment are all Australians who aren't going to have a lot of transport over there.
Yeah.
So unless you're going to do shuttle buses or something.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, you're not going to get many people leaving the city.
On that, they reckon 40,700 at the game.
How many?
60,000 odd capacity.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
You reckon that was 40,000 in that crowd?
It looked big.
I don't think it was. It didn't look it to me. There was no one in the top tier.
Yeah, but the two middle tiers were maybe a third.
It didn't
look. You don't know how big and good that stadium is, though.
But it's a 60,000 capacity.
Yeah.
They'll be giving you how many people had tickets, not how many people walked in the door. There'd be a whole bunch of like freebies and corporates and stuff
who probably
wasn't used.
Apparently the weather was atrocious too. So a lot of the local, because it's a fully enclosed stadium, so you wouldn't even know.
Yeah,
but apparently the weather outside was wild.
Like, she was howling wind.
Yeah.
They were pretty smoky inside too.
They were firing off fireworks with the roof closed.
Yeah.
And the smoke was going nowhere. That's why it was all hazy. It was like someone was rubbing Vaseline on the cameras.
I tuned in at one point. I'm like, what's going on in this place? Why is it great?
Is this a Snoop Dogg concert?
It's because of the delay where they have to transmit it across from America to Australia. That's why it looked a bit bodgy. Yeah. Funny how the commentators can travel to that game but not to local games in Australia.
Correct.
Mm. Mm. Or even to New Zealand.
Commentate out of a studio instead. Yeah.
Yeah. But they can travel to Vegas. Funny
what a shock.
Interesting, though.
Yeah, very interesting.
Interesting how they can all travel to Magic Round as well.
Did you see JT put a kick over from the sideline?
I did see that.
Yeah. At Allegiant.
Still got it.
Yep.
Yep.
Could have made that kick at Suncorp, don't know. Or at ANZ.
Made up for
but
it.
But we wouldn't have the moment. We
wouldn't have the moment.
And we wouldn't have been able to watch it 25 times at Molly's the other night.
This is true. I think the best thing to come out of the Vegas trip is Broncos lost.
Yeah.
They got exposed.
Didn't put up much of a fight, even though I was backing him in for the multi.
And also my multi got up to almost.
Almost.
Oh, you can't say get up almost.
It was...
It was close.
It was close. It was closer than other ones that's been put on.
Shoulder charge?
Yeah.
Definite?
Yep.
Should have been rubbed out. Should have been a penalty try.
Well...
Should have been a sin bin.
I don't know. The Corey Oates try last year when Drinky collected him high with a shoulder,
did they make that a penalty try?
I think they did. I don't think Oates scored that legit, and they made that a penalty try.
Yeah, I think I remember that.
That was definitely a sin bin.
Now, for Walsh to come across and make a ball-wrapping tackle, he probably can't, and so Tupou scores. But
well, that's just bad luck.
And if you're leading with the shoulder, and that's a shoulder charge, and it's a penalty, and it's gone up, and they've called it a penalty, well, in the act of scoring a try...
Yeah.
And there wasn't any other defender on him going, oh, hang on, he might have gone in touch by that guy. So it was Walsh versus Tupou, and Walsh committed an illegal act.
Yeah.
Doesn't that suggest a penalty try?
I've seen
a lot of other penalty tries given for far less.
Yeah. I don't know why they didn't give it unless they were just trying to not to confuse the Americans.
Could have. But
still.
But that doesn't help the punters.
It's a BS excuse.
Very, very much so.
So...
I did like how the officiating went. They did put the whistle away a bit there.
Yeah, for the most part.
And how good is the product? You don't have to over-ref a game.
Correct.
Yep.
You know, yeah, you might see a little infringement here or there, but whoop-de-doo.
But they balance, little infringements balance out.
They do.
It's
you don't
when something's
need to
blatant.
Six again things.
Notice
constant.
they also, when they went to the bunker, they weren't deliberating over it for 15 replays. Yeah. It was pretty quick decisions.
Still don't understand why it wasn't a field goal. How was that obstruction?
Yeah.
The person at marker actually wasn't square and onside. If anything,
no.
It should have been penalty Roosters.
And it's not like, I think it was Lindsay Collins. He didn't even move.
No.
He wasn't,
and
was where
he's
they passed
there
it.
As a potential support player.
Potential receiver.
Yeah. So...
And any other time, that's just a normal block play,
goal.
I suppose.
Yeah.
But I don't know if block play is the right terminology there.
If they call that a no field goal, there's going to be a lot of field goals that kick this year that won't be.
Yeah. Well, that's the new rule this year. We'll see how long it lasts. Yeah.
Not for long. Three or four rounds, I reckon.
Three or four rounds? Gone by magic round?
That's usually how it happens.
Yeah, we sort of got this one wrong. Yep. Let's just go back and not care about the other five rounds that we've just crueled teams over.
Quietly rewind it, though. Mm. No one will say anything. Won't get mentioned in any media. Just quietly back it off.
Something else will become the rule of the week.
Yeah, it'll be, I don't know what.
Yeah, someone will go high on a tackle and then they'll be like, jump all over that.
Yeah, I don't know. It'll be hot dog wings.
Hot dog wing.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
A combination chicken wing,
chicken
hot
wing.
Dog. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's grabbing grabbing him by the dick and pulling it around. It's a hot dog wing.
And inserting it in their anus, yeah, right.
Oh, so it's the hot dog hoppawati.
It's a bit like the bubbler.
Double up hoppawati.
Yeah. Hot dog bubbler. That's terrible.
Man. No, moving right along. That's terrible.
Do you reckon they introduced the Americans to that? Well hung to be old bubbler? That'd be MGM Grand? Have a Bellagio?
Yeah, the good chance of it.
Yeah.
I tell you what, I am interested to hear some of the stories that will slowly filter back about the nights out in Vegas.
Yeah, I bet you hear nothing.
You reckon?
Yeah.
I reckon over time. A couple podcasts here and there.
Oh, yeah.
It'll come out slowly.
Oh, mate, yeah, true. In podcasts and that over time.
Yep.
You're right.
I reckon there'll be some crackers.
Probably bloke might reveal one or two.
I'd say so.
There's some great ones with Brian Fletcher on the pod. He has no filter. <He's> just you could listen to him for hours. He is one funny person.
Well, they had their visit as well, so you can imagine. All right, tipping comp at footytips.com.au. A whole bunch of new sign-ups to this one this week.
I was thinking, Rob, maybe this week we just skip it.
Just skip it?
Yeah.
I'd be happy to skip it.
I don't think you need to.
Next up.
Well, one thing we should at least do is get the potato.
Yeah, true.
So I've got to go get it.
Vacate.
I'll go get it. Vicinity.
Exactly.
Or you could just we could. You've already done your tips.
Yeah, I'm already in.
You could just spin it live on the show.
That's true. We could, and I can enter them live here because under the potato has their own account. So, if you're listening, Mr. Disney,
intermission break.
It is an actual legit person. I don't know. I wonder if the potato could sign up to Disney Plus now.
I wonder if he... Which freezer did he go to?
I'm going to go with the wrong one.
Oh, yeah. Is he in the deep freeze in the garage?
By the way, the potato is none from two.
Are they none from?
None from two. They went the Rabbits and the Broncos.
Oh, I thought potato. One of them went the Roosters.
Nope. Rabbits, Broncos.
Yeah. I must have heard that wrong.
No, actually.
It's in the garage deep freeze.
Oh, man. Oh, maybe they did go the Roosters.
I swear they did.
Jeez, I better go in and change that tip then.
Well, you can't.
Admin can go back and change it.
Well, you don't want to be saying that too loudly, cheater.
What? I don't. Have a look at where I finished tipping comps. There's no way I'm cheating.
Cheater. Admin can change tips, hey?
I'm fairly certain that it'll show you on the thing, though. It'll say the tips have been edited. And when you sign up, you can actually opt in or out for the admin to change your tips as well.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Look at all these tipping comps I'm in here.
No, look I got that. Potato went Rabbits Heyman's and Broncos.
Heyman's Kerwin first. Tipsters first. On the Ranch first. OTR subscribers first.
You're not a subscriber.
I'm an admin.
What are you on the overall site?
1,300.
That's it, because I get hungry.
Just a slab of salmon. Have a salmon.
Yeah, I'm sitting 1,313th out of 374,000.
The potato is quite cold.
You told me to freeze it.
Yeah. We need to use the same potato so that we've got the right spin. Look at that.
That's beautiful spin. Spin. Better than it did last week.
Beautiful spin.
No.
I think we can do without
that's it. That's 10 times better.
That's spinning quite nicely. Look at that.
It's because it's solid.
Now, can you remember the potato went the Rabbits and the Broncos last week, yeah?
Oh, I can't remember.
We're going to have to listen back to the tape. I wrote down Rabbits and Broncos.
Well, then that's what he went. I thought it went Roosters.
What's done is done.
What's in the sheet is in the sheet.
Someone's going to play it back to us, whether we're right or wrong. All right, we'll rip through our tips and then the potato can do theirs at the end.
Okay.
Definitely got to get pistols first. So if we go to game one, let me click. Tip now. Sorry, game three for round one.
Game three, round one.
Thursday, the 7th of March, 7 p.m. McDonald Jones, the Knights, $1.40. Raiders, $3. Look, I'll kick it off.
I'll kick it off.
Are the Knights going to keep their run on from last year or are the Raiders going to bounce back? It's at McDonald Jones. I'm going the Raiders.
I'm going Raiders too.
True.
Yep. My oath.
See, I just said Raiders then, but actually click Knights.
And you said because it's at McDonald Jones, I'm going Raiders.
Yeah, that made no sense.
I'm going the Knights. Sorry, I meant no. I looked at Knights. I don't know why I said Raiders. I'm going Knights.
Well, I actually put a multi on off a $10 bonus bet prior to this round.
Did you?
So if I get a perfect eight,
yeah,
it's $5,900.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I think you've only gotten one perfect eight in the last 5 years.
And it was on the first round.
Yeah. 5 years ago.
Hey, yeah. But lightning. Lightning and striking twice.
$5,000 worth.
Yeah.
All right, Billy. Knights, Raiders.
I'll go on the Knights.
Go on the Knights.
Raiders all the way.
Raiders all the way.
Yeah, I feel good about this.
I'm going to do the potato now.
Yep.
Which way's which? For points this way, Knights, that way, Raiders, because that's how it is on our screen.
Let's go that way home. That's away.
Sounds good.
So
sounds
Rob's good. Home, Morgie's away.
Yep. Yeah, all right. We're ready? Spinning the potato. It's live on film. Hey, the Knights.
Knights.
Yes, I'm going to flop the fuck out of this.
The potato is ahead. Friday the 8th at 5 p.m. at Mount Smart. I believe that's 5 p.m. our time. So that'll be about 7 p.m. there. Probably 8 p.m. there. The Warriors are $1.53 up against the Sharks at $2.50. No one's going the Sharks.
No one would go the Sharks.
Well, we're backing the Warriors to make the grand final. So
yeah, I'm on the Waz. Up the Waz.
Going the Waz.
Up the Waz.
I'm going the Waz.
Go Waz.
Everyone's going the Waz. The potato. Just hit the thing. The potato's going. Oh, the Sharks.
Sharky. Spud is not off to a good start.
Spud may not go. Neck minute. All right. Next game, 7 p.m. Amy Park Storm, $2.40. Panthers, $1.57. Now, you've got purple lights outside. I'm assuming you're going the Storm.
I am going the Storm. You are going the Storm. Now, Storm haven't lost a round one in 22 straight years.
Do you reckon they'll schedule the Panthers to try and break that?
Perhaps, but what a time to play the Panthers. Everyone's got ring rust. So
this is true.
I'm going Storm ring by rust. One in a field goal, probably 15-14.
Well, I like it. I don't know. I'm going the Storm as well for that round one thing.
I'm going the Panthers, thinking that they're fresh off getting beaten over in England.
Oh, yeah.
From the controversy.
That was a try.
It's a very strong round return trip from Heathrow Airport to come away with and not the win.
Yeah. That's a shame. Morgs?
I'm a Billy. Panthers.
You're with Panthers?
Yep.
All right. Storm Panthers, the potatoes going. Storm. It's just slightly this way.
Yeah. Right, that's home.
It's home. All right.
Get one tip this week.
Saturday the 9th, 4:30 p.m. Combank Stadium. Eels, $1.45. Bulldogs, $2.75.
I'm taking the Pooches.
Really?
Yep. They've recruited well.
They have. I just don't think they'll gel yet. I've gone the Eels.
I don't think the Eels will gel.
Really?
They've gone Para as well.
Para.
Para.
Para. Potato's going to go. Oh, the doggies.
Oh, his dog's away.
Yep.
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 Good work, Spud.
I mean, he's away as he gets, isn't he?
That's right. 6:35 at Seabus on Saturday. The Titans, $1.48 up against the Dragons, $2.65.
Yeah, I've gone the Red V.
Wow.
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
They can't.
Absolutely, I have.
They can't buy a player.
Titans didn't look anything good in a couple of trials, and the Drags, I think Ben Hunt's going to...
He's the only player they've got.
Yeah, they also got Looch.
Not this week, they don't.
What a buy.
what a signing. Yeah, they've got Michele Ravalavara, Lomax, Jack DeBellin, man, Red V.
Oh, yeah, Jack DeBellin, yeah.
Red V all the way.
I'm going Titans.
Yeah, I'm going Titans too.
I mean, Pete almost convinced me, but I'm going Titans.
All right, and the potato's going to nearly fall off the table.
There's no wonder that your tips are going to be $5,000.
That's Titans.
Is that Titans? All right, the potato's going the Titans as well. And, geez, I hope this remembers my tips when I hit submit. Sunday the 10th, 3:05 p.m., Suncorp Stadium. Dolphins, $2.60. Cowboys, $1.50.
$1.50 cows. You know, I looked up this today. And the margin for 30-plus cows is only 10 to 1. In round one, like, come on, give me some juice.
Okay.
Make that 40s or something. Give me something to get on. I go on the cows.
You go on the cows. Yeah,
absolutely go on the cows.
I too am going the cows.
Yep, Cowboys.
Cows for me too.
Don't want to start early and...
Imagine being from seven going into this one and the cows and it's like, do you cash out or do you ride at home?
Never cash out.
This
all right.
Will be a make or break round.
What's potatoes going to go?
A lot of us has gone different tips.
Potatoes going to go. Titan. No, Dolphins.
I was going off your lead there, Rob. Yeah. You done me in. Dolphins.
Very good. So the potatoes go on the Knights, the Sharks, the Storm, Bulldogs, Titans, and the Dolphins. And save the tips. See, they must have fixed the site now. It works well. I only have to click it once.
I mean, all of them might have ESPN. You'd hope they can actually get a couple of websites working for us.
I mean, ESPN and Disney.
Yes, that's true.
It was having huge dramas like earlier, like last week, and I heard.
Was it?
Yeah. Even when you go, when you try and look at your tips during a game, it's just too many people on the app at the same time, and it just dies. Supercoach did the same thing on the weekend.
Oh, Supercoach is terrible. Speaking of Supercoach.
Yeah, I'm glad I put Manfred Burbo into the side.
Ben.
Yeah, Ben.
So Burbo.
Burbo,
yeah. I'm glad I had him on my bench. I think, Billy, you had him on your bench.
Yeah, I had him on my bench. Yeah,
76 points.
Yep.
Good move.
Well, why didn't you put him onto your run-on side?
Oh, because reasons.
And then reserve someone else.
I had reasons. I don't know why. Actually, you know what I did? I hit optimize and it just did it.
Optimize.
How's that cheating?
Because you're not doing anything.
It's a feature.
It's AI.
I also did the autofill.
That's even worse.
No, I didn't do that. I actually picked the players myself, which will become evident.
Oh, yeah.
As we move forward in the season. There are 16 people in the league now.
Giddy up.
In the On the Ranch League. Leading that one is I Love Lamp.
How come I'm not leading this one?
Because you're off down the bottom. Now, I Love Lamp has scored 628 points from two games.
Yeah, I reckon they've got no other players playing for the rest of the weekend.
You reckon all four of their teams were in Vegas?
Yeah, for sure.
Big Willie and Mike Hunt is in second place. Drinky for Dally M in third. Jax Barrow.
Yeah.
He's in.
Like his wheelbarrow.
Is it correct? Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Hounds of, here he is.
Yeah.
The Hounds of Justice. Yeah. Right. Hence, well done. Well done. You did that well. Planted the seed. I like it. Well done, Pistol.
Good job.
And then moving down, Piggy Riddell's Superchargers. That's me. In eighth. Norfolk and Chance is Simon. In ninth, Catastrophe is Cat. In case that wasn't obvious. Russell, the meme team. We know Russell. Is right above, 4 points ahead of Oak Valley Chooks, which is Billy over here. Keggers, Red Hot Richies, getting felt up, and Scotty Drink Milk. Morgs, you don't have a team.
No, I've got a cool name this year.
Well, you don't because you're not in.
You're not in the league.
You're signing up as we speak.
No. Sorry, I'm not in Supercoach. No, I'm talking about tips.
Supercoach.
No, I'm no good at Supercoach.
What?
No, what are you doing?
Me either.
No. You're a disgrace to this.
I tried. I failed last time.
Most of my team is Cowboys. That's how much I know.
I don't want to take up a slot of someone who really wants to actually play it well. There's and do well.
Unlimited slots, mate.
That's what I tell myself when I go to bed.
It goes
all
on points.
Put your team in tonight and then just...
I'll have a look. I'm no good at it. I'm no good at Supercoach.
None of us are, clearly.
Hey. Whoa.
Oh, righto.
Oh, okay, oh, righto. Hound dog.
We'll see. Long way to go.
The Hounds are just...
Two rounds and he thinks he's awesome. Look, that's Supercoach. You know, what we might do later in the year is get together at Molly Malone's.
Yeah, we will.
Have a crumb steak and play some Supercoach.
And some Guinness?
Yeah, probably. I don't know how you play Supercoach when you're just sitting around. I don't know.
You get your laptops out and you talk about their stats and you get your real nerd on.
Then you do a mid-season draft.
Well, that's what the Americans, they go full on. They have draft parties.
Yeah.
For the NFL.
Right. I was in a NBA fantasy league once. Intense. Very intense.
So you mean intense as in like went to Paloma
we were
camping
ground. Intense, yeah.
Okay, right.
Yeah. We got Virginia out.
Bit camp?
No, it was heaps of fun, but I'm no good at it.
Thanks,
so
Dad.
I've realised that I'm no good at it. It's not my thing. I'll stick to winning the tips.
You ain't going to win shit.
Okay, says you.
The pistol blazing two guns. it says yeah.
What about Mouse Pies number one?
Hey, just let me go here. Yeah, no, still on top. Yep. Can't see Mouse Pies number one there.
Two rounds. Two games. No. It's not even two rounds.
Still on top. Hey, you're on top. Speaking of being on top, the greatest IT company in Townsville, Fusion Networks, now they're on top. They know their game. They know their fame. If you've got any issues, if you need help, if you need advice, if you've got dramas even turning on your laptop, give my mate man Morgie a call here from Fusion Networks. He will sort you out for any glitches with your switches, for any data racks, even a chassis board out of your airport. Give him a buzz. So this week, we're just going to go. We had a six-leg try scorer in the opening two games in Vegas, and I tell you what, it almost come off. We would have been farting through silk all week that had happened. So this week, we're just going to go. Six anytime try scorers in the six games. Bradman Best across the strip for the Knights against the Raiders. Dallin Watene with his flying Jerry curls to cross the strip for the Wars against the Sharks. Pappenhausen will score against the Panthers. Lock that in. That is a given.
$3.
Joshy Carr across the strip against the Eagles. I've left the Titans Saints game out of this one. I was going to put AJ Brim in it, but instead I didn't. I'm putting two in the Cowboys, and we're going Felty to receive an absolute pearler from Drinky Spiral into the corner, hitting his chest, and we've gone our other winger, Muzz to Lung. So, six try scorers. How much? We are power played. 143, 67 to 1, 20 on it, $2,873.59. Tax-free cash, you can line up now, start your season off right. Remember, you lose some, you win more. Something like that anyway.
I'm pretty sure that's not how it works.
Look, load up. I'm not licensed by any betting agencies. This is just my multi. If you want to follow it, do it at your own peril. And that's all thanks to Fusion Networks for all your IT and data solutions.
And chassis.
Make sure there's
maybe
a chassis.
Maybe not chassis.
Yeah.
Not a chassis. Yeah.
You can get a chassis.
You can.
Is it chassis or chassis?
In Australia, it's chassis. I think in America, it's chassis.
Tomato.
Yeah.
I thought it was a chassis.
Chassis. NASCAR basically talk about chassis.
Actually, I'm pretty sure in that box of wines you've got out there, there's a nice chassis.
The number six.
Oh, there's some nice wines chassis, in those chassis boxes. Grigio. Jeez. Yeah. I helped myself to some of them over the weekend.
Haven't had as big a headache as I did after we had those wines here that day.
Look, I wouldn't be blaming the wine.
No.
I'd be blaming the quantity of the wine.
There was some red, there was some white.
There was some homebrew.
And then there was
rum. There was some rum.
Yeah.
There was... Yeah. I don't think you can blame just the Shiraz grapes on that.
No, I'm blaming the grapes.
I don't think you can.
Playlist. Anyone been listening?
There's three songs.
I have been. There's three songs.
It's a banger. It lasts a good 8 minutes.
Just put it on repeat and listen to it all day.
When I get ready in the morning.
This should be good after, I don't know, seven or eight rounds at least.
Yeah.
Starts tuning up at around the round four mark.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, kick it off, Pistol.
Yeah, I've gone of Monsters and Men, Little Talks.
I've got no idea what that is.
Yeah, it's that one in the film clip and they're in like a blimpy balloon on a boat sort of thing.
Cool. Haven't seen a film clip for years.
Yeah.
You don't watch Rage?
No.
Every morning.
It's a great song. You'd know it if you heard it.
Would I?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, you know, it's like a hippie dude got the guitar and the banjo. Do, 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 do. The Little Talks.
Yeah.
Do, 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 do.
Oh. No. That oh, one. Yeah, of course. Da, 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 da. And that's that's about as much of a clip we can play legally.
Yeah, we'll see what YouTube says.
Yes. It'd probably block us in Russia, which it generally does. Morgs.
Yeah, so I thought about going the whole season Taylor Swift just to really have a bit of a theme.
Why not?
And I don't know. It might really kill the playlist. So I'll go one more.
No fooling.
So no fooling. So I've got one more just because it fits in with my theme of getting ready for the season. First game coming up. I'm going Taylor Swift, ready for it.
Just so you know, next week if you don't have a Taylor Swift song in there, I'm going to put one in.
No, well, in that case, I'll stick it in. Stick it in for a third week going.
Hang on, are we still talking about these places you've been visiting in Kangaroo Point or
Korean gay man?
We might be back to that. We might be back to that.
Weston, you should not go near Brisbane. Clearly you've...
No, I've had some run-ins in Brisbane.
You find some places. Mm. I actually want to go out on the town with you in Brisbane.
You don't.
No, I...
You don't.
I've got to see it. I've got to see it firsthand.
It's a show.
I remember one night
when
and then he smoke bombs you, and then you come
oh,
in.
Please.
You don't come in bomb. A couple of hours later throwing Hungry Jack's burgers at each other.
I did not smoke bomb. I made it very loud and clear, but I was heading off, and old Pistol was getting his dance on.
Beautiful.
And then I came in with some chicken royales 2 hours later. It's the burgers!
Good band that night, I think it was.
Yeah. Billy, Ramjet.
Ramjet.
Billy got a song for us.
Yeah, yeah, I didn't have one prepared, but I've just had a quick squiz in my liked songs, and I might chuck in the Night Fever by the Bee Gees.
Night Fever.
That's very juicy.
I just spelt night with a K. And not nigget.
Well, be careful. Careful. Please be careful.
Careful.
You boys love telling.
Rewind.
Whoa. Yeah, you gave me a dressing down before he went on air.
It's like nugget. That's even too close, isn't it?
No, it's just dangerous.
Night fever. All right, so I've gone. No.
I'm just going to park that one.
I've gone a bit of Black Sorrows, Chain to the Wheel.
I like it.
Good.
Never heard it.
You have?
I probably have.
You have?
Yeah.
As soon as you hear the intro, you'll be, oh, I've heard that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it similar to Infant Sorrow?
Probably not.
Can we have 5 seconds?
You can probably have 3.
Okay.
Is it 5 seconds of Summer or 3 seconds to Mars? Two different bands.
30 seconds to Mars and 5 seconds
to Summer. 30 seconds to Mars.
And Sum 41.
Are they actually two different bands?
Yes.
Okay. Jared Leto, isn't it?
Yeah, that's 36 Mars.
You know he's got a cult? Like he's actually got like a ranch or something.
Yeah, he walks around like Jesus or something.
Yeah, he's weird.
Speaking of which, I've got long hair too.
America's so culty.
They really are. All right, here we go. So you said we'll know this in the first couple of seconds.
Oh, yeah, right. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I gotcha. Yeah,
again, that's gotcha. All we can play on YouTube or Spotify. Otherwise, we'll get in the shit.
Yeah, bugger them.
Or we'll just get
muted. Let's see how much we can push this envelope.
I don't think Spotify cares, but YouTube definitely. It's actually like an AI thing that picks it up and it'll tell you what the name of this. Even the intro, it comes up with the name of the song and who potentially made it. And I go, did they?
Yeah. Right. And I got that song from a free thing. It's like Creative Commons.
Yeah, right.
Intro. And it literally picks up who it was. Oh, that's
pretty clever.
Pretty clever. And then it goes, you're restricted in some areas due to the good and bad and the ugly.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. But it's just Russia.
Yeah, I don't really.
Is it just Russia?
Yeah,
just Russia.
Yeah. I don't really get why that does.
Why does it
that.
Matter if we play more or less?
But that's just for that song.
Hey.
So if we played more of Monsters and Men, there's every chance to get blocked in like progressively more and more countries.
Uh-huh.
As the algorithm figures out.
We've only got Switzerland that listens.
Yeah.
Let's see how far we can push this thing.
We're hoping to grow the European region.
Oh, Carsten, get the message out.
He's spreading the word.
Spread the gospel. Yeah. We'll send him over a sticker and a peaky blinder.
He might spread it more if the packages he delivers actually get delivered.
I guarantee you on everything I hold true, near and dear to me, I will bring those packages next Tuesday.
I've heard.
I'm not going to remind you. I'm not going to be here. I'm going to be in Catherine, but I'm still putting another $50 wager on. You already owe me $50 from tonight, from last week's.
Nah, double or nothing.
That you will not bring it next week.
Oh, that's Catherine the Town.
Yeah. I will bring, because I need to give you the gift and I don't want to wait 4 weeks. I'll bring it to you before next Tuesday. We'll do a quick recording. Of me handing it to you, okay?
Oh.
That we can put up.
We're actually going to record that part.
Yeah, we'll do it on the weekend.
Like a mini Mal's Pies.
Basically, a mini little segment.
Sorry, mini Morgan's Pie reviews.
Yeah, which I've got 2 to post up.
Good.
Yeah, we'll get that done this week.
We need to get those.
All right. Yeah, I'll send them to the video man.
Probably a good idea.
Yeah.
By the look on his face, he's totally looking forward to that.
Although, you know what? They're basically perfect. I don't think you're going to need much editing at all. It's basically nothing. They're done.
Basically perfect, Billy.
A lot like On the Spot.
On the Spot.
Yeah,
first
one
take.
And done.
Oh,
first
yeah.
First take.
First yeah. take's the best take.
They're yep. perfect.
Yeah.
Hey, yes, they
yeah.
are.
Yeah.
Oi.
Never been up half the night doing those.
Hey.
Never been up half the night trying to turn 2023 into 2022.
That's not very nice. It's not very fair.
Never repeated the same line twice in the one on the spot.
Hey. Let's just give credit where it's due here, all right?
All right, we will give credit where it's due. Find us
out. You may have been up all night doing it after a skinful. But hey, I can't remember everything.
Find us at On The Ranch NQ on Instagram, Facebook, all the socials. Me at XR Bob on Twitter or X, whatever. Pistol's probably at On The Spot.
Yeah, he will be.
No, he won't.
Yep, I'm getting it done.
Morgan Holmes Evans on all of them for Fusion Networks.
Thanks, everyone.
edit myself as well.
Yeah. Thanks, Billy.
No worries.
Billy at Billy, probably Kat or Trent you might hear next week in exchange of me.
Yeah, probably.
I'll be up for the next two.
That's a shame.
Yeah, well.
Can we tip you?
I will. I'll be putting my own in.
That's a shame.
We can potato without him.
Well, faithful potato will be here. Don't worry about that.
If there's a bite mark out of this before you leave.
I reckon that potato is going to get two right this week.
We'll see. Good night.
Good night. Go the Cowboys.
Go the Cows.